Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he has to say. Hello, Sane Man. I grew up listening to my mother nag my dad 24/7 about trivial, meaningless things and watched it slowly chip away at him. He would grit his teeth when no one was looking to vent his frustration. He was great to us. He raised 4 kids, sacrificed every dollar, and had no real belongings. When he took a minute of rest, she would create a list of things for him to do. When he ate on the couch, she would complain that he was going to spill food on the floor. If he wasn't in the kitchen helping her with dishes, she would sob and moan in passive-aggressive manners. When he bought groceries, she would say, "Why did you buy these tomatoes?" She also never held herself accountable for anything. Fast forward to my adult life. I've had 3 long-term relationships. When the nagging started in each relationship, my anxiety began. I started to get tension headaches and anxiety attacks. I became so physically uncomfortable in each relationship that I had to leave. Being a member of the 666, 6 feet tall, 6 figure salary, and a 6 inch dong category helped me to basically find a partner. However, in long-term relationships, women would progressively shit test me, even though I was a good catch. I could keep up with the shit test for about a year, until I was exhausted and anxious. People always say, "How are you single?" And I tell them that I haven't found the right one yet. In reality though, I'm preserving my mental health and solitude. I'm trying to find peace. I am a gimp. The hardest part for me to accept is that female nature, as described in many of your videos, is largely consistent amongst women. There might be an exception here or there, but it's extremely rare. This is such a difficult red pill for me to swallow. Thank you for all your hard work, Sandman. To everyone on this channel, we will make it. Love you guys, stay strong. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation and for sharing your story. I feel the same way as you do. Even before I became red-pilled with regards to relationships, I was never involved with women that nagged. The moment the nagging and control began, I would be out of there in a hurry. It would usually come out in the first few weeks to a month. My anxiety would then override my attraction, and my feet would get into action. I eventually found a couple of quiet women that didn't say much, so I decided to stay. They didn't nag all that often and kept their mouths in check. One even started running her mouth and trying to control the relationship that my tension headaches were so awful in the front of my head that the pain spread to my stomach, and I had to go to the hospital a few times to get a tranquilizer up my shwing-shwang to calm me down. Shortly after that, I made the choice between my mental health and the relationship and walked away almost after 5 years. I first thought that headaches were just a normal part of long-term love. Luckily enough, during my longest relationship, I never had those. Anyways, before I discuss more, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the men trying to free themselves from a Nagasaurus that stresses them out so much that she'll make them go extinct, clown world show. I was never with women that put me through shit tests my entire life, but I see many guys that have to deal with the mental abuse that women put them through with shit tests and nagging, and I'm an HSP, or highly sensitive person, and can't deal with this sort of abuse. The main forms of mental manipulation the woman I selected for relationships put me through things like gaslighting in very subtle ways that I was too dumb to understand back then. It wasn't until about 7 or 8 months of making daily content about female nature that I finally realized how I've been fucked in the head. The smartest women control you through silence. A happy slave is more glad to hand over his wage. The women you describe, Mr. Anonymous, were the ones I weeded out before getting seriously involved. But when I spoke to therapists, they would tell me that women doing this sort of stuff meant that you were actually in a healthy relationship, that it was perfectly normal. Ironically, I was seeing those therapists because my relationship wasn't a healthy one to begin with. For most women, they have to shit test you to know if you still love them. It's like having a 5-year-old child in the back of the car that keeps asking you, "Are we there yet?" every 2 minutes. I wonder if kids still do that if you give them a smartphone with the exact time it takes to get there. I'm sure if there was a device that could measure if you loved a woman or not, she would demand that you wear it at all times. Mr. Anonymous, I've also accepted over the last 5 or 6 years that I can't live with anyone and be in a relationship ever again. I can now see both the covert and overt control that women try and put me under. putting the proper effort in to have a daily conversation that lasts an hour or two a day, which I genuinely enjoy, have also elevated my cortisol levels and affect my health. My reflux that caused chronic throat issues began in 2015, the last time I was in relationships. I don't think it was a coincidence. Even when I love a woman, simply interacting with her long enough will stress me out. Just thinking about it is giving me a tension headache around my temples right now. The sad part is that most women can get the best of men if they just kept their behavior in check. If I was a woman, I would keep my mouth shut and focus my effort on looking as hot as possible. Then I'd find out where the most successful guys were and I would just listen to them and let them use me as a sounding board. I would pretend to be interested in the same things as them. It's all about holding up a man's reflection back at him and watching him fall in love with himself. Mr. Anonymous, at first it was staying away from relationships that helped me maintain my mental health through solitude. Increasingly, it's about staying away from everyone. I only truly feel at peace while I'm alone, especially when I'm writing for videos like this or when I'm in an open country road. Otherwise, I get IBS, hives, reflux, and skin issues. My mind goes into analysis paralysis overdrive around people, trying to figure out all their motives and moves for interacting with me. I keep thinking that I'd be the happiest if I was a hermit. I don't know if it's my age, life experience, understanding about human nature, or something else that's making me feel this way. Women, if they're of the smarter variety, wait for you to get comfortable in your loving feelings for them before dropping the nag bombs on you. They slowly simmer your cerebral cortex to a boil before shit-testing you. When I was purple-pilled and dating, the part of me that somehow remained conscious could see them testing the line in the relationship and waiting for the opportune time to step over it. With time, women move that line and shift your mental goalposts and turn up the emotional abuse and pain. They need it in order to get rid of their own mental illness. A single woman without attention and love will slowly self-destruct emotionally, and she needs a man pinion or emotional tampon to feel sane. A single man has so much sanity and reason that he has oodles of it to spare. Relationships between human men and women are like relationships between female Klingons and male Vulcans. The Klingon woman sharpens her teeth and pushes the Vulcan's logic to the breaking point. Mr. Anonymous, doesn't that sound like your father sitting there gritting his teeth? That's what it took to be a real man. You had to prove to the world that you could be abused by your wife emotionally without taking your own life or showing others that it caused you any mental problems to do so. I wonder if him being your mother's emotional trash can meant that he would dump all that toxicity onto you and your siblings. People need a means to transfer their negative emotions or they become emotionally toxic. I feel guilty when I make others feel bad to make myself feel better. But it seems like everyone in the world would gladly dump their toxic emotions onto me without a second thought. That's why solitude is the best for me and why I suspect it's the best for you, Mr. Anonymous. Maybe it's not my imagination that people in general becoming meaner and nastier to me and each other. The same people like us that have worked hard to protect our mental health are not taking as much mental and emotional abuse anymore. So the insane people have fewer people to use as emotional tampons. So they're starting to snap a lot faster and looking to dump their bad feelings on others faster too. Ironically, this just pushes the mentally healthy people away from them faster, and then they stew in their own toxic emotional omelet, waiting to snap at the first sane person that gives them attention. I was recently listening to old phone recordings from about 20 years ago during 9/11, and it was amazing to hear how people were calm and rational even when planes were flying into buildings. They were polite and mentally well-balanced. Life was so much simpler back then, before social media made many people crazy. As for women being bad for men's mental health, I had to leave them too and break my own heart. It was either that or stay and go cray-cray. At the end of every relationship that I've ever had, I felt a great sense of relief, like I was free to be myself again. Most people don't feel that way. They feel quite the opposite. They feel bad being alone again because society is telling them that they're a loser now. They don't listen to their own internal emotional alarm bells because they're more worried about what other people think. Those people that ask you how you're single, Mr. Anonymous, fear being all alone and fear what society will think of them. They don't understand that you feel emotional pain simply by being in a relationship. They can't empathize with you or put themselves in your shoes. I also commend you for trying to find love and make things work. At least you won't be laying back on your deathbed regretting that you never tried for marriage or children. You know that if you did, you would go nuts and probably leave them. It makes you wonder about all those stories about how you hear men that leave their wives and children. Maybe it was just the guy that chose his mental health over his marriage. Is that really such a hard story to believe? Instead, women in society always vilify such men as being bad and abandoning their own family responsibilities. The man, of course, isn't there, as he doesn't have a voice. All you know is the woman's side of the story. For all you know, she was the Nagasaurus that led him to drag his nuts out the door. For me, I was with women that appeared to be Vulcans on the outside, but were more like the Borg Queen on the inside, slowly assimilating me with invisible emotional nanoprobes, and I had no idea, patient enough to change me one brain cell at a time. So which would you rather choose? Slow and strategic covert manipulation, or overt emotional abuse that destroys your mind in a hurry? What's really sad is that guys that find a quiet woman that lets them keep their sanity are grateful for it. Such guys are enslaved silently instead of being emotionally whipped so obviously. Most guys just block it out of their minds and slowly crack on the inside. I knew a guy that went insane after he was married and had a family. He might have ended up a genetic success passing down his so-called legacy, but now he's just a geriatric mess. As for myself, even people's crazy driving in the cities is making me mentally ill these days. I used to love driving through Midtown Manhattan in my 20s, with cabs less than a foot away from my window. Now it's just too much. I drive less than a 70-year-old now. During the COOF, the roads and stores were empty and it was amazing for my mental health. But now things are open and roads are packed and I can't handle all that road rage. Mr. Anonymous, you're on the right track. Just work on building your happy place in this world and protect your heart from women's emotional farts. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women smash you in the brain. And if you want to keep having sex, you have to keep taking that pain. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the foot-long tranquilizer needles for the emotional anguish women cause you away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.